On the latest episode of iGaming FM, we're taking a closer look at Evenbet Gaming's latest ebook, which highlights the latest trends and challenges impacting the iGaming industry. The research carried out by the poker software provider made for interesting reading, and I'm delighted to have been joined by the company's CEO, Dmitry Zarastenkov, as well as renowned industry expert Kate Chambers, to take a closer look at the learnings. Let's dive straight into it. So thanks for joining us on iGaming FM, Dmitry and Kate. Today we're here to discuss some of the key learnings around Evenbet's new ebook, which was released fairly recently. And that looked into the existing trends and challenges within the industry. And it made for quite interesting reading. I'd like to start with yourself first, Dmitry, and just explain to us what the thinking behind developing such a report was for Evenbet.
Hi, everyone. I believe there is not enough research in the iGaming industry. Everyone who wishes to analyze trends, prospective technologies, and challenges has to come to every conference and summit, network as much as possible, and then analyze all the bulk of information. It's difficult and time-consuming. It takes a lot of effort to make informative decisions based on this way. And then when we look around to video games and entertainment industries, we see a more research-based approach. So when we started this report project, we aimed to outline the current state of iGaming for our company, first of all, and our industry folks also. We employed deep interview techniques to gather insights from about 200 industry brains. We allowed them the freedom to discuss the trends and challenges most relevant for them. It required a significant effort from our team, but we quickly realized that the information we were compiling could benefit the entire community.
Sounds good. And Kate, from your background and experience in the industry, how valuable are these sort of insights for industry stakeholders?
I think that these insights are irreplaceable. The value of really deep analytical insights into the industry can't be underestimated. And I think that this particular report really reflects where we are now. And actually, one of the great things about it is understanding where we are now will allow us to actually to create a strategy for the future. And the strategy has lots of opportunities that lie ahead. And actually, that's what we're all searching for, isn't it? Actually, where are we now? What's the plan to go ahead? Where do we want to end up? And I think that insights like this are great for that. But I think that staying informed of where we are now is one of the things that particularly CEOs really need to understand. So shaping strategies through really good deep research is a must for me.
Absolutely. So let's dive into the report and its findings. And Kate, starting with you, is there particular findings that stood out for you, observations around how the market is shaping at the moment?
Look, I think it's something that's on everyone's lips is the adoption of AI, particularly in amongst the regulatory landscapes. And I think that, you know, reading the report, I mean, I was thinking about it because, you know, at the Gaming Boardroom, we do deal a lot with these sorts of things. But actually, it opened my eyes, particularly in these two areas. And I think that if you look at AI and around regulation as well, we need to be looking at the future, about how it's going to affect the future, what actually we can do with it, how we can harness it in a way that actually allows us to still hit our regulatory responsibilities. Because I think that that's the key thing. That's the thing that everyone's worried about with regards to AI. But I think that alongside that, the depth of analysis in this report, particularly around customer behaviour, actually should allow us to look forward using AI, understanding customer behaviour. So how can we use those two things and still tick the boxes for regulation? Because everyone's got new expectations around AI, so how do we do it in an informed regulatory way? That's what I got out of it mostly, I guess.
Dmitry, from your perspective, any surprises at all from the research that was carried out?
Totally agree with Kate about AI and all this stuff. From our side, one of the most striking revelations was the contrast between the focus of companies in Europe and Asia. We anticipated differences, but their scale was unexpected. The report showed that European companies are venturing into new markets and trying innovative ideas, while Asian concentrate on aggressive marketing and technologies to attract more players. I was also taken aback by the fact that social media was the most cited marketing channel. They did events and search-based tools, and there were very few mentions of PR. immediate results hold paramount importance, and we have instant likes and engagement on social media.
You say that there were no specific mention of PR and as a PR agency. We have to take that with great scrutiny and understanding. But certainly from our own experience that we are finding that social media marketing is becoming even more prominent and a lot of where the industry is heading. I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone now opens up their LinkedIn app the first thing in the morning, scrolls through the news feeds to find their what news is happening. So it's definitely a reflection of where we are heading. And obviously as an industry, we need to adapt to that. We obviously mentioned at the beginning that there was a lot of CEOs undertaking this questionnaire and the research. Given that you're the CEO of a highly prominent software provider in the industry, were there any specific observations that resonated with your own experiences?
Although regulatory challenges are traditional for concerns across all markets and professional segments, it's like a very typical answer. I also found it reassuring that many CEOs, including myself, share concerns about recruitment and staff retention. Nearly 20% of CEOs identified this as a significant challenge. The strength of the company lies in the team. So I anticipate that talent acquisition will emerge as a critical battleground in gaming even more further.
Interesting. And Kate, yourself, did you think some of the observations were accurate from a leadership perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I don't run a gaming company. I suppose I'm a outside observer and through my business have been looking at, in particular, leadership. I think that doing research, particularly with this number of CEOs around these types of interest points, I guess, actually give us a candid peek inside what CEOs are thinking and actually what's driving our industry forward. And I think that, I mean, we talked about AI a minute ago, but actually it's also about sustainability, innovation, that ethical growth, about using the insights that we're doing or receiving from this research and actually thinking about how do we drive our companies forward? How do we do it ethically? Are we going to take our customers with us? You know, regular bits of research like this, and I hope Evenbet's going to do one every year, using the same sort of markers, because actually what it'll give us an indication of is what the iGaming industry's vision is for sustainability, innovation, ethical growth. And what I'm hoping, and I'm sure it'll actually show us that it's an industry that's maturing and meeting its responsibilities with regard to all these markers that I suppose only until recently we're just starting to talk about in a very open way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I imagine safer gambling is one of those as well, and how artificial intelligence, AI, can play a part in that. Do you feel that it's now becoming a time where it's obviously the report touches on the future of the sector, but is it now integral to be integrating these emerging technologies into our ecosystem, and particularly from your perspective, Dimitri, into what you're offering as a business to sort of take these learnings and then adapt your own offering?
From our side, creating a strong team of leaders is our top priority. Evenbet is a growing company in a fast-growing industry. This includes expanding our tech team to go forward with machine learning and AI implementation, as Kate mentioned, and creating new games mechanics, especially targeted to emerging markets. In the last few years, we have made significant progress in adopting machine learning to prevent and detect fraud and abusive behavior. But new interactive and entertainment options, so much demanded by the new generation of players, like video chat, new type of promotion mechanics, throwing objects, and so forth, pose new challenges. Creating cool games is not enough. We also have to create a safe and secure environment for players to enjoy the excitement.
In particular, as the report highlighted regulation, that mindset into facilitating safer environments must be the key. And from your perspective, Kate, knowing how the industry has evolved in the UK, do we anticipate that across wider markets in Europe and particularly sort of seeing in Brazil at the moment as well, sort of big talking points?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, isn't it? And I think that all these new technologies should really be harnessed to keep us ahead, to anticipate what's coming down the line. And I think that there's a whole range of great new tools on the market. You know, a lot of them are, it's not if, but when. Do you know what I mean? When we start engaging with them, when we start using them in a way which actually benefits, if we benefit the market and the players, and we look after our players, you know, then actually our businesses should grow. So actually, having an ethical, sustainable strategy around player engagement, around length of play times, around stakes and prizes, actually will only benefit the industry in the long term. And I think that with iGaming, there's a lot of new business. It's relatively easy to develop businesses. What these new businesses must do is engage with the right tools around regulatory, around player protection, around all the usual things that I don't need to talk about, which they're all aware of, I guess.
Yeah, going back to marketing and events was listed as the second most important marketing tool. And for obvious reasons, it's been a staple of our industry. And we've just come off the back of ICE London 2024, which was one of the busiest that I thought in recent times. I just wanted to get both of your thoughts on how the show was for you. And obviously, we're moving to Barcelona next year, and sort of your thoughts and impressions of the transition.
As everyone knows, ICE is particularly close to my heart. And I think that ICE, for me, running a new business, was great. I mean, everyone's there. And, you know, I'm in the enviable position where actually, I guess everyone sort of understands who I am and where I am. But I suppose it was nostalgic and I'm looking forward to, in an anticipatory way. On one level, it can only be a good thing to move to Barcelona. And actually, I think that one of the things it shows is the global nature of the industry, that the show is able to move. And I think that there'll be huge growth. And I think it'll help a lot of people by moving. It's a new era.
Interesting. Dimitri, I've seen over the years how the Evenbet stand has grown and you've got bigger space and particularly busy show. And what was your impression of the last show in London for you guys?
My team reported and I heard from my industry folks. Everyone was surprised how big the last show, like maybe twice bigger than previous one. Everyone was wondering why it's happening. And the most popular theory is that it's because it's the last year in London and it's moving to Barcelona. People want to enjoy this last time having this in London. And talking about Barcelona, it will be certainly beneficial for bare metal game providers. They can avoid custom scrutiny during machine transportation. In many respects, hosting ICE in Barcelona is expected to be more cost effective for exhibiting companies in general. They will have fewer expenses related to logistics, accommodation and certain expo facilities. Even more, the weather in Barcelona is more comfortable compared to London. However, London remains a prominent gaming hub in Western Europe still. It's the biggest gaming community, with numerous companies' headquarters and offices, established infrastructure, and proven reputation for event organization. Whether Barcelona can rise and meet these standards, we'll see. Fira Barcelona is a larger venue than London Expo, but I'm afraid it will not offer the same experience of bringing together all the industry professionals under the one roof. The pavilions there are segmented, and the visitors will not navigate between zones so easily. So when I learned about the new ICE destination, I also hoped that IGB Live would move from Amsterdam to London. And then that proved to be true, and I'm happy about that. That will allow the online targeted event to grow and thrive even more with the perspective to become the number one iGaming summit. So I'm looking that London will be big iGaming hub and Barcelona for both industries. So ICE in Barcelona will allow on and offline segments to join workforces. So I'm still wondering if Spain will be able to be a perfect destination as good old Britain was for 20 years.
Time will tell, and industry events have moved previously and have grown still, just maybe not quite as big as ICE, but I'm sure the industry will be readying itself for a new venue for next January now, a few weeks before the usual February slot. But just going back to the ebook, and Dimitri, what's sort of been the reception so far, and can we expect any more of these types of research from Evenbet Gaming?
We have even bigger plans. This year, our marketing team plans to expand the research to get more respondents, deepen some of the insights acquired from 2023 data. We intend to gather more information on marketing channels. For example, we want to understand better the social media role in the industry. Also, we plan to add a dedicated section focusing on HR-related aspects. We think that HR is becoming more and more prominent. Similar to our latest report, the next one will be fully accessible to all industry professionals.
And Kate, a final word from yourself on the importance of getting additional research at sort of not just yearly basis, but more quarterly and more frequent level.
Yeah, I mean, I think that following trends is really important. If you can get a trend line going over, and you know, this is particularly used in events actually, but it's used in many, many markets. If you can get a trend, then theoretically you can try and anticipate what's coming in the future. And if you can anticipate somewhat what's coming in the future, then you can be better prepared and your company will thrive and be successful, and you know, you can ride through a lot of problems, ups and downs. So I think this type of research regularly done is essential.
Awesome. Well, thanks both of you for joining iGame FM. Lastly, Dimitri, if someone wants to download the report, is it available on the Evenbet website, I imagine?
Yeah, sure. Totally accessible for everyone. We don't ask any payment for that.
Yeah, totally free. So even more of a reason to download and research. But thank you both, and we'll catch up later. Thank you.